had one more very special interview to bring you before I say goodbye from KUAF, and that interview is with pianist Laura Downs. Her new release is Holes in the Sky. It's all women composers. I'm really thrilled because she's giving a concert September 15th of this year at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art as part of the Van Cliburn Piano Series. If you'd like more information, visit crystalbridges.org. Go ahead and reserve yourself a seat to what will be an exquisite concert. Now, Holes in the Sky is actually a quote from Georgia O'Keeffe, and it's so evocative and beautiful. I wanted to know from Laura, in her own words, where she found that phrase and what it meant to her.
Yeah, I can't even remember the context, but I read this quote that comes from a letter that she wrote to her best friend when she was very young. She was still in her 20s. It was a time in her life when things were just sort of starting to come into place. She had just had her first solo show as an artist. She'd just met the love of her life. She was sort of seeing the future, you know, with some outline. And she's writing this letter and describing, envisioning the life she wants to have. And it's a big life, you know, it's a life full of big, bold choices. I think she always had that in her. And one of the things she says, she's talking about the love she wants to have and the, you know, the kind of friendships and experiences. And she says, I want music that makes holes in the sky. To me, that resonated in a very literal way. You know, the potential of creativity of art and music to just expand and explode. And also, I think within that letter, the courage and the ambition and the vision that she had for herself as a woman in the arts, all of those things just really spoke to me and made me start thinking about what female creativity has meant to me in my life and my work and how I could illustrate that in an album.
That actually goes nicely with, I was reading in the liner notes what you were writing about making this album, and you said something about when you make music with other women, you feel a kinship, a common history that brought us here.
It doesn't necessarily matter whether you have felt a specific struggle around being female as, you know, as an artist. I don't. I've never felt that being a woman has gotten in my way at all. I think it's an essential part of who I am and the work that I do. And I've been so supported, I think, and understood and seen and heard. But I think within that is absolutely an awareness of the difficulties and the challenges that have been faced along the way. You know, there's this sort of gratitude for everyone who's walked the walk before us and had to tread a more difficult path. And, you know, certainly when we look back at the relatively few figures of female artists and composers, I'm just so aware of everything that had to be overcome for the music to get here at all. You know, I remember when I was a little girl and I discovered Clara Schumann and reading her story and her difficult childhood and then her more difficult life. And despite all of her tremendous, I mean, completely unique success, right, as a superstar in music at the time, everything that she had to deal with to realize that, all of the things behind the scenes that were holding her down, right? You know, I mean, being a woman in the 19th century with all of those children and a husband who had a lot of need of you. These stories inspire me because in the end, these are stories about the power of the expressive urge, the creative urge, you know, to come forward, that it will come forward despite anything else that trying to constrain it.
And you wrote so beautifully about this childhood memory of Judy Collins and an album cover. Later on, you decided, like, I'm going to write Judy Collins and ask about collaborating. And sure enough, she's collaborated. I would love to hear you speak to that a little bit.
The Judy Collins connection for me had to do with my childhood, my parents' record collection, you know, just remembering those record covers and that music and realizing how much her music and the music of her generation had impacted my parents and their friends, and therefore, of course, me as well. It was a moment in music that I really wanted to illustrate on this album. I think it was a really important moment because it wasn't just the music itself, but it was where the music ended up in American culture, American life. You know, that music was, those artists took their music to the streets. Those artists, you know, marched on Selma with their music. Those artists really just were so much part of the fabric of American life and social change that happened during their generation. And Judy is someone I just really admire because she has been such an activist, such an artist citizen, really, and someone who has always put her music to the service of something bigger. So, yes, I reached out as a total stranger and was met with such generosity of spirit. I think she took my letter and my musicianship at face value and, you know, considered the opportunity to be part of this. And we came together in a studio in New York last fall, and I just had such an incredible opportunity to see real artistry, you know, that keeps evolving and changing and growing over decades and decades of a career. We recorded this song, Albatross, which she wrote in 1967, one of her first original songs. So she has sung this song countless times, and I watched her turn it into something brand new with me. And it was just, I mean, it was just a day I'll never forget. It was so inspiring.
That's beautiful. And I also love the fact that this is a collaboration with so many other organizations that are empowering young women in different ways. Maybe speak to why that was important for this album for you.
Yeah, you know, again, it kind of goes back to this question of activism and where we as musicians can put our music. And I've always been driven to be part of something bigger. The music is a medium for something human. My last recording was a Leonard Bernstein tribute, and living in the shadow of Leonard Bernstein for a couple of years, I've really absorbed what was essential to him about using his music to make the world a better place. And I do try to do that every single day. And I hear myself, you know, talking about how music is essential to human lives, music, art, beauty, these, and I believe that to my core. But I also know that there are other things that are as essential. You know, there's food and water and healthcare and education and social justice, and all of these things make human life possible. So I thought I would try to partner with organizations that are working in those arenas, because I think that life without beauty in it is not full, and certainly these other things are what make life livable. So we have some really wonderful partnerships around the album with Plan International, because I'm a girl. It's a program that, you know, tries to ensure an education for girls in countries where that's not at all guaranteed. The Lower East Side Girls Club in New York, which has just transformed a neighborhood and transformed thousands of lives. Organizations that are dealing with homelessness for women and, you know, social other kinds of social welfare. And it's been very humbling and also, I think, empowering for me to lend this music to the support of these kinds of efforts. So it's been very meaningful and gives me a lot of hope for the future and what I can do with my little music projects.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking to me about Holes in the Sky.
Absolutely. It's really wonderful to talk with you, and I'm looking forward to being in Arkansas in the fall.